1077 Today FM. Hey, I'm Kate, and in the studio with me today, it is an honor to have Ashley Yancey for Adopt a Family Stratford. How are you, Ashley?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
Thank you so much for coming in and spreading the word about your awesome program that you're doing. So, Adopt a Family, for people who have no idea what we're talking about, tell us about Adopt a Family Stratford.
Well, Adopt a Family Stratford is a local Christmas program that we have been putting on for the past 4 years. We started in 2020 and we run it every year. People are able to sign up and it's available to families in the area who are experiencing some hardship and still want to feel part of that, you know, Christmas spirit and Christmas magic.
Tell us what you do specifically for families during the holidays.
Yeah, so our program helps provide gifts and gift card for their food. So every single family member within the family is allotted $50 gift card for their personal gift. So like, you know, say you have a family of four and there's like two toddlers on the list and they want to get some toys from Walmart. You can put Walmart as your gift card of choice for your personal item. And then the same with mom and dad, like parents are encouraged to also participate along mm-hmm. with the kids. It's not just a kids program. It's for whole families. Mm-hmm. And then each family gets to choose what grocery store they get the $50 gift card to get the items to make their own Christmas meal at home so that they can enjoy it with their family.
Wonderful. So you're not like forcing a meal on them. They can choose whatever they want.
No, we our first year that we were doing Adopt a Family, we did actual food donations and we learned very quickly just how much space food takes up and food donations and how hard it is to like get them from point A to point B. So after we did that first year, we all really quickly decided that, yep, we're going to do gift cards from now on. Yeah. And it's just a lot handier for some people because, you know, some people might have dietary restrictions or allergies mm-hmm. and we don't want to give them food that they can't eat.
Exactly.
So the gift card is just a lot easier and I just think it's better for the families. They can choose what they want, especially if they have those dietary restrictions or allergies, and they can still feel included and part of the program and, you know, still get that Christmas meal.
And I mean, gift cards in general are just more personal. You pick out what you want and you can go and pick it out yourself.
So. Yeah, that's one thing. And just like, we, in our previous years, this is the first year that we're doing the gift cards for the family's personal item. In previous years, we've always done physical gifts. Mm-hmm. And again, the storage and like getting them from point A to point B, it's a lot. So we decided on gift cards because we just don't have the capacity to hold those kinds of gifts this year. I find that sponsors are a lot more receptive to being part of the program if it's the easiest way to do it, which is in this day and age is gift cards.
For a sponsor, if you were sent out to go pick out a gift for somebody you don't know, that's a lot of pressure.
It is, yeah. And it's really hard because you're a lot of sponsors we've heard are like, oh, I'm afraid I'll get something that they don't like.
Exactly.
Or like they didn't specify colors or like they didn't specify a certain size. And so it's a lot more back and forth between sponsor to admin, admin to family, because our program is completely anonymous. Mm-hmm. So the sponsors don't know what family they get. Only the admins do. So we're kind of the middleman and it can be a lot.
So the gift cards just makes it easier for everybody, more personal for everybody.
100%.
And that's so great that you guys do that. So tell me a little bit more about Adopt a Family Stratford's admin. So you've got a great team doing this great thing for families in Stratford.
Yeah. So originally there was three of us. I'm one of the founders. Kate Jacobs was another founder and Daniela. We were the original three and we noticed, especially in 2020, like, you know, it was right in the peak of COVID. Everything was shut down. Like, there was no programs running. So there was a real need for a Christmas program in specific. And so we saw the need in the community. So we decided that we would, you know, start it out and try it. We just kind of started the program and our first year was a really big success. And then as the years went on, we added more admins. So last year we had five. So this year, there's just three of us. There's myself, my fiance, Dan Woods, and Michelle Jackson, who was a previous admin from last year. So we're the ones heading the program this year, and we're hoping that this will be our best year yet so far.
Awesome. And so this year, currently registration is closed. You have all the families that you are going to be shopping for this year.
Yes.
But you're looking for sponsors now.
Yeah. Our registration closed on the 19th of November. Currently, we're looking for between like 19 and 20 sponsors just because we received right at the very end, we always receive a high influx of families.
Yeah.
And it's always kind of a rush to get sponsors. We do post on our Facebook page and on the Stratford Facebook pages that we have in town here. Mm-hmm. We post there a lot asking for sponsorship. We also have a lot of repeat sponsors who know about our program and they want to re-sponsor again, which is great. But we're always looking for new sponsors, and we encourage anybody and everybody to sponsor, whether you be a single person, a family, a company.
And you were mentioning to me as well that sponsors, there's no pressure. You donate what you can.
Yes.
And whatever you can put forward for these families in Stratford, it will go to a good place.
It's not an expectation. We encourage sponsors if they want to sponsor. The size of our families range. Some families are one person. Some families are eight people. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on the sponsor and their budget and how much they want to put towards it.
And you mentioned that you have a Facebook page. And if people want to sponsor, they can go to your Facebook page. How can they reach you?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page. We're really, really active on there, and you can request to join. We accept everybody. And then, yeah, we are all listed as admins on the page. You know, anytime I posted on any of the Stratford pages on Facebook as well, I always tag myself and the other two admins. So if you want to reach out there, you can. We also have an email, adoptafamilystratford@gmail.com. If people want to email to get more information or to sign up as a sponsor, they can email us really easily, and we are really, really quick to respond.
Amazing. And Ashley, you said that Adopt a Family Stratford has been going on since 2020. How many families have you helped since you started the program?
So in 2020, we helped 115 individuals and one service dog. And then the next year, 2021, we had 143 individuals. And we noticed that year especially that there was a high increase in the request for the gift card for the Christmas meal. People can choose to do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next year, I think last year was the biggest year we've had so far, and just kind of the most eye-opening for us as admins. So we had 198 individuals, which translates into 54 families.
Wow.
And 99% of families asked for help getting the gift card to go towards their Christmas meal. We only had one family that did not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, and the need is increasing.
Oh, so much. And with inflation, even, like, we've had to adjust the amount that we put up. It used to be $40. We adjusted it by 10 just to kind of go with inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you don't really get quite as much of the bang for the buck anymore.
It's true. Yeah.
So, and with the gift cards as well, that kind of ties into it. Like, when you buy a physical item, you're paying tax on top of that. And mm-hmm. your tax can really eat up a lot of the money.
Yes.
Whereas with a gift card, when you buy a gift card, it's the straight amount on the gift card.
Yeah.
So it's just a little bit easier that way. And then this year so far, because our registration is closed, I have like projected stats.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we have 35 families signed up. We have 10 sponsors so far. So we need quite a few more. 97% of the families that have registered with us have requested help towards their food. So again, that's only three families that have not.
Mm-hmm.
And this year so far, we are projected to have $6,400 worth of for sponsorship. Wow. And so far, I think that's our second biggest year.
Mm-hmm.
I think last year was our biggest, but this year will be pretty close.
Yeah.
We're also working this year. We tried last year, but we were so busy. we're trying to get our charity status from the government.
Oh, for sure.
So that then any businesses that want to sponsor, they can receive a charitable receipt so that they can claim it on their taxes then.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
But that is so fantastic that you guys are doing this for our community. Thank you so much for coming here and spreading the word. We're glad that we could help you spread the word.
Yeah, of course.
And again, that's adoptafamilystratford@gmail.com
Yep.
For email inquiries and if you want to be a sponsor. Thank you so much, Ashley Yonsi with Adopt a Family Stratford. Yeah, hopefully you get a lot of sponsors this year.
I hope so, and I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.